Good morning. It is July 25th, 2017. The time is 5:53 a.m. here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. And we're here for Something to Think About, episode 25. Yeah, we're here with the morning coffee. Got a few quotes. And if you're asking, who am I? Well, I'm Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, where I tweet on Twitter and have fun. Tweets are my own. And I'm just a social media observer and social media enthusiast. And you probably are one too. We're here for Something to Think About. My audio, my voice, social audio, something to think about, right here. Yeah, good morning, and we're here for episode 25 of Something to Think About, where I throw a few quotes at you, maybe covering some life choices of some sort, or just to give you something to think about. That's the whole idea. But just quoted up a quote from somebody I think we just quoted here recently here, but he has a lot of quotes over there on my Twitter feed about 4 minutes ago. But I've been up for about, at least a couple of hours, been sort of outlining a radio show. I do a radio show over there on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/Rich Roberts. It's the only social media platform, or one of the few that I use that. But I think if you search at Fireman Rich, you'll find it. At Fireman Rich on Mixcloud if you do a Google search. But we're here for something to think about. And our first quote comes from Mr. Albert Einstein. And I think we had a quote from him just a few days ago in a previous episode. But I came across this one and I thought it was pretty interesting. And but Albert Einstein was a German-born theoretical physicist. Einstein developed a theory of relativity. Yeah, I think we had this the other day because I got stuck on that word. One of the two pillars of modern physics, Einstein's works is also known for its influence in the philosophy of science. And his quote this morning is, "Before God, we are all equally wise and equally foolish." Let me say that again. A quote from Mr. Albert Einstein. Before God, we are all equally wise and equally foolish. And it's sort of a yin and yang, wise and then foolish. You know, we're equal on both of those aspects. But given the fact that Albert Einstein was a very, very intelligent man, that's a given right there. When you say his name, that boom, that just pops. That very smart and connected to science, but he mentions God, and I thought that was pretty interesting. That as intelligent as he was, I wouldn't think he was involved in that. But I found that pretty interesting. It's pretty obvious he believes in a higher being. And I'll just leave it at that, because I know there's people that do believe and people that don't believe, and that's their everybody's individual choice and stuff. But I thought that was pretty interesting. But the takeaway is, we are all equally wise, but at the same time, we are all equally foolish. And I like that. That's a pretty interesting something to think about quote from Albert Einstein this morning. Our second quote and thought here on something to think about comes from Abraham Maslow. And you might know that name Maslow. Another Abraham Harold Maslow was an American psychologist who was best known for creating Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And he was born in Brooklyn, New York back there in 1908 and passed away in Menlo Park, California in 1970. But his quote this morning is, "If the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem as a nail." So if the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem as a nail. So now I've used a hammer to start a screw, you know, as far as hammering it. Have you ever done that? Take a screw and hammer it to get it started, I guess. So I guess the takeaway on this one is if we look at every problem and we use the same solution every time, it's not going to work. It's sort of like you got a bunch of problems here and they're all circles, squares, and triangles, and all you have is a round peg. Or the round peg's only going to go in a certain amount of them. So we have to be a little flexible in our problem solving, I guess. Instead of using a hammer, maybe the problem is it is a screw. Maybe tap it to start it, but then you have to switch over to a different solution, being the screwdriver to screw in the screw. Yeah, you could hammer a screw in with a hammer, but it goes a lot smoother if you have a screwdriver, I guess, is in a sense. So we have different tools as far as the solutions being the tools for the problems that we have, that we face. So that's a pretty good one from Abraham Maslow, as well as an equally good one from Albert Einstein this morning. And I'm having the morning coffee. I should. I've been up for a couple hours here outlining a radio show I may or may not do today, but if I don't, it will definitely be up next week, as I'm continuing doing this series called Something to Think About, which we only have about another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more days, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be taking this into the next month or just leave it for this month and take a little break. I got something to think about. That's what I have to think about. Something to think about. Will it continue into the next month, which it may right now. I'm leaning towards that, and because I've been getting some very good feedback from the people that listen, and I greatly appreciate that as far as the listens themselves. So, but that's about all I have this morning as we're getting this Tuesday, still a rainy Tuesday up here in the southern tier of upstate New York with some flash flooding. We've had some really, really heavy flooding in my neck of the woods as far as really affecting the flow of people's travels. But we're going to travel on out of here and exit stage left, and you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.